Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Check out that new KISW face mask we have. Yeah, we have a new design. So we have the old design, the great skull on there, and then a new camo design. Both have the Rock logo on there, and that looks cool. So either style will work for you or maybe somebody in your life that you might have to give a gift to. Just saying. Because everybody needs a mask. You know how that's got to go. And, of course, a portion of each sold helps out the Washington State Nurses Association. That's cool as well. So there's a lot of cool in this KISW mask. Get it today at KISW.com.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. Don't be a loser.
Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser. It is time to beat Mix. And it's time to turn down Thursday.
Search out for what?
That's right, baby. Friday Junior.
Yeah, it's the one good tea day of the week. Because Tuesday sucks, but Thursday's cool.
I thought Tuesdays were full of tacos. I thought you loved Tuesdays for that.
No, I've already said that Tuesdays are the black hole of suck.
Oh, okay.
It's the worst day of the week.
I thought you said you were. I'm sorry. I just confused that whole
thing. Wow.
Yeah, I'm
wow.
Sorry.
Shots fired over there, buddy.
I just thought you were.
Well, we're going to move on and get to our contestant because we got Jesse and Tumwater. Jesse, are you there?
I'm here.
Sweet. All right, Steve, get out of here. Bye. For those playing at home, Jesse will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jesse, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah, buddy.
What is on your tongue that allows you to taste the differences in different foods?
Buds.
Yes, when it comes to internet slang, TBH stands for what?
Pass.
What year of the early 90s did Edward Scissorhands come out?
92, 93, 94.
No, no, no. How many stars make up Orion's belt?
12.
No.
9.
No.
Uranus.
No. Yeah. Niagara Falls is located in the United States and what other country?
Canada.
Yes. Which company put out their first Thanksgiving Day parade in 1924?
Which country?
Which company?
Oh, company. UPS.
No.
Huh? Wells Fargo.
No.
Pass.
Who played Carl Spackler in the film Caddyshack?
Chevy Chase.
No.
Bill Murray.
Yes. What color is Mr. Meeseeks from Rick and Morty?
Blue.
Yeah! 1, 2, 3, 4 correct.
All right, well. Well, Jesse.
Not the worst this week. I mean, Steve got one.
That's true.
when the other guy got four before, so maybe...
Anything can happen.
Yeah.
But I think, All right.
Yeah, I think Steve would have to have a real Bill and Ted moment at this point in order not to win. But, well, you never know.
Oh, you know what? I have hope for Steve.
Oh, wow. Be excellent to each other.
Yes.
Absolutely. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What is on your tongue that allows you to taste the differences in different foods?
Your taste bud.
Yes. When it comes to internet slang, TBH stands for what?
To be honest.
Yes. In what year of the early 90s did Edward Scissorhands come out?
91.
No.
92.
Nope.
You said early 90s, right?
Yes.
Okay. 1990.
Yes.
Nice job.
How many stars make up Orion's belt?
Three.
Yes.
Niagara. My favorite constellation.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh.
Niagara. I look at it every morning.
Niagara Falls is located in the United States and what other country?
In Canada.
Yes.
In Canada.
Which company put out their first Thanksgiving Day parade in 1924?
Which country? Oh, Macy's.
Yes. Who played Carl Spackler in the film Caddyshack?
Bill Murray.
Yes. What color is Mr. Meeseeks from Rick and Morty?
He is blue.
Yes.
Oh.
Huntsman, wolf, and cellar are all types of what creature?
Huntsman, wolf. A fish?
No.
A bird?
No.
A bear.
No. Catherine Elizabeth Hudson is known professionally as what singer?
Oh, Katy Perry.
Yes!
She had a baby.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
You see the name of it?
I forget, but I thought it was cute.
It's so adorable. Daisy Bloom.
Daisy Bloom. Yep.
Daisy Bloom. Yes.
And Steve, you won 9-4.
Yes. Nice job, Steve.
Sorry about that there, Jess.
That's all right. Good game, man.
You
Take
too,
it, buddy. Yeah, I saw that. I saw there was a news reporter that was just throwing out names in an interview like not too long ago, and they threw out Daisy. Like, they threw out two names and go, hey, you should name your kid either this or Daisy. And I guess Katie was like, ah, I don't want to comment on it.
That's funny.
Yeah. The only one you missed, huntsman, wolf, and cellar are all types of what creature? Does anyone want to attempt this one?
Vicky knows this.
Cougar.
No, not a cougar.
Mammal.
Sasquatch.
No, not a mammal, actually, and not a Sasquatch, a spider.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
That's why I had to say creature there.
Good job, buddy.
Yep. Well, congratulations, Steve. You won.
There was an interview in Time magazine. McDonald's CEO Chris Kempczinski said that ball pits in McDonald's play places may become a thing of the past thanks to Corona.
Ouch.
Thanks, Corona.
Right.
Oh, man, dude. Those were like, now there's no Chuck E. Cheese, right? I can't find them anymore.
Yeah.
Where am I going to get a ball pit?
I was thinking about putting one in my new home.
I'm not sure it's a good idea. I mean, if it's not good enough for McDonald's,
I'm not like sharing it with random people. It's going to be for me and my daughter.
That's the best way to do it.
Because
it's sanitary. You know you're not going to find poop at the bottom of it.
That's true.
Yeah,
at least I don't know. Or it'd be an awkward conversation.
Has someone ever found poop at the bottom of a ball pit?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Wait, oh, yeah.
You have?
Yeah,
personally?
Disgusting. We were on a field trip, and it was at this place in New Mexico. That's probably what it was.
That's what it is.
But
it was Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Sure. They had a ball pit, and they found feces at the bottom of
That's
it.
That's horrible. They were at a ball pit in New Mexico and found Dion's pizza at the bottom of the ball pit.
Disgusting.
Wow. Man, Danny. That's horrible.
I thought you had to just go to Dion's to get their pizza.
Now it's at the bottom of ball pits. Damn. That is disgusting.
Wow.
But yeah, I would never go to the ball pit again. I would be done.
That would traumatize me.
Yeah.
What if it's your kid that did it?
Don't claim that one.
Yeah, first of all, then the kid's stealth. You got to give him credit.
That would be a rough conversation with the wife-ski as we come home and say, hey, how was the ball pit? Well, we need to have a conversation with Tatum.
Yeah. But your wife would immediately look at you. You'd get blamed for this.
Right.
It's
your genes.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last time I pooped in a ball pit.
But if I had to pick who she took after for pooping in a ball pit, I would have to go with you and not your wife.
Yeah, you already have the established bodily functions in places they shouldn't be.
Fine.
Yeah.
If you survey 10 people, 10 out of 10 would say it's my fault.
Yeah. That's the problem.
Even if you surveyed me.
You know this now, that whatever bad qualities that Tatum has.
It's my fault.
It is going to be your fault. Yeah. And honestly, normally it's just like a given, like the husband takes the beating. But in this case, I think she'd be right.
Great.
Yeah, sorry. But the good news is you got a buddy ball pit pooper.
But the bad news is that by the time she's old enough to enjoy a ball pit, I can't even take her to one.
No, they're going to be done. He's saying there's probably some, he goes, I don't know if we got ball pits in our future. The McDonald's CEO says there's probably some good public health reasons not for us to be doing a lot of ball pits. So
the funny thing is, there's been probably public health reasons for you not to have a ball pit since you started having a ball pit.
Yeah.
But I guess now is the time that we need to be smarter about things.
Unless, of course, these ball pits were helping us build up our immunity to things.
Yeah, could be. That's how you get. Yeah, you got to fight germs.
Yeah,
I dive in there, daughter.
I don't. You know, it's interesting. I know we got to protect ourselves from coronavirus, but obviously, wearing these masks and doing everything also, I think, keeps a lot of other stuff out too. And I don't know if that's a good thing in the long run if we're not building up resistance to stuff. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. But man,
you're not. Just go on Facebook. There's lots of doctors posting about what we should and shouldn't do.
But I have questions.
No, I agree.
Yeah,
how is this going to affect us a couple of years from now? Like, are we going to now build, like, you know, we're not going to have as much of a tolerant, you know, our body's not going to build a tolerance for certain germs and things along those lines. I have no idea.
Yeah, which means I'm probably going to have to get vaccines that I didn't want to get. Like, I never get the flu shot because I used to think, you know what, I don't like it. But now they're going to have to, I'm going to have to get it because I'm not doing anything. I mean, I'm going to get a shot for everything now. I'm going to get a vaccine. I'm going to be vaccination, man.
I'm just screwed. Like, I remember going like the malls and stuff. We're going up in the escalator. My wife will give me a heart attack. Don't put your hand on that escalator. And I'm like, I'm just building a tolerance for all these germs. And like,
yeah.
I never get sick. So I was like, I'm fine. Look, it's working for me. Now I'm going to have to actually listen.
I know. Sorry, buddy. Yeah. I know. The OCD people are winning. They're very happy. Now the world will do it just the way they want to.
Well, that's been, like, minus, obviously, the massive inconveniences and also just the tragedies as well. You know, not making light of that. But my wife has joked. She's like, you know, none of this has really impacted my life. I've been using hand sanitizer forever. I've been wiping things down forever. So it hasn't been a tough transition for her. Whereas for me, she looks at me and laughs every time I go to pump gas. I come back, I'm hand sanitizing. Go back in there. You know, it's like I'm constantly using hand sanitizer, and she's just like, I never thought I'd see this version of you.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's time to go to Louisiana. Talk about this guy that was seen in a viral video swimming in an aquarium at a Bass Pro Shop. He's been arrested. Yeah.
I'm looking at the video right now. He didn't even bother to take his shoes off, man.
No.
I don't know why that bothers me.
It's a pretty impressive. I've never been into, I guess, a Bass Pro Shop like that. That's almost like an REI sting. I don't even know about that.
Have you never been inside a Bass Pro Shop?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Are they really
I'm
that
not
amazing?
Even like a hunter guy or anything along those lines. The minute you walk in, it's just like, what world am I in right now? They got aquariums going. You get popcorn.
Really?
It's insane.
I mean, Cabela's is awesome, but I didn't know Bass was on that level too.
It's almost like a zoo for like a shopping center because you can do so much. There's even like the one down in Tacoma has a bowling alley and everything inside.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to have to
check
that out.
It's very much like a Cabela's in a sense. Like it's like, you know, hunter's nirvana.
Even still, I'm missing out. I mean, even though I don't hunt either, but I mean, I like going in cool places. I mean, the place has got a giant aquarium and all sorts of fun stuff to do, like a bowling alley. Come on. Who doesn't want to go there?
Well, now your weekend is planned.
Woo! It's a party. Yeah, I'll bring my mask.
He just jumped right in, swam the whole thing, and then jumped right out and tried to leave.
His name is Kevin Wise, and you know why he did this.
To get Instagram famous?
Close. He wanted to get TikTok famous.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, it was this thing where he was on TikTok going, hey, if I get 2,000 likes, I'll do this. So he basically throws in, a lot of people do that. They go, I will do this if you like this X amount of times, whatever it might be, Instagram, Facebook, or in this case, TikTok.
So then actually people did then.
Yeah, they did.
I always love when someone does like that. Oh, if I get 500 likes, I'll do whatever. And I look on their page, they got like 4 likes. And like 12 hours later, I'll check again, 7 likes. I'm like, you're not going to do it.
It's not going to happen. One woman was actually recording the stunt on her cell phone and couldn't believe what she was seeing.
Out of nowhere, we were getting ready to walk away. We heard a big splash. I thought one of the fish had jumped out of the water, and then my fiance was like, somebody's in that tank. And he was going from side to side, and next thing we knew, he done hopped out, fell out the bag, or jumped out the bag, rather, and he just soaking wet guys just running through Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah, well, he got arrested. I don't know what happened, or, you know. So Kevin, of course, was talking to a TV station, all part of the you know, the TikTok fame he's looking for, and says he got the idea while walking through Bass.
Walking around Bass Pro, and I just made a video that said I was just joking, and I was like, if I get 2,000 likes on there or more, I'll jump in the tank. It was freezing cold, dude. I just wanted to get away as quick as possible.
So I don't, you know, did he really want to get famous, or was this just a newer version of, you know, you and your buddies are out and one of you guys, you know, dare somebody and go, hey, you guys pay me $5, I'll do it. I don't know. Is this, I don't know if he's somebody like trying to really be famous, or he's just an idiot guy like you have in your group of friends.
I think all of the above.
Okay, good. I appreciate this.
I'm just trying to like find his TikTok. Like, I mean, but I'm not good at TikTok. So
Sorry, Steve.
I suck at TikTok.
Yeah, you're not a talker or a ticker. I'm not sure if you're a ticker or a talker.
But I mean, did it get him more followers on TikTok? Was it worth it?
I don't know. Here's my problem. I know that, you know, Tom Green and Jackass, this is all it is. And yet I'm like, this is stupid. But I know that I was like, I love Tom Green and I love Jackass. So I really can't be hypocritical and go, this guy's an idiot.
Right.
You know, but I mean, that's really...
It's the lukewarm really the topic of the day.
I hate the guy. I mean, I don't even know him, but I hate him. So this woman did witness him jump into the aquarium of a Bass Pro Shop. So based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I can't believe I witnessed blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Blaine in Snohomish, you are on the Rock.
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much, yo. Blaine. How about you? What'd you witness, buddy?
Oh, man, I saw my buddy's leg get cut off above the knee.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Whoa, what circumstances made that sitch?
Well, we're working in Alaska. Our equipment froze up. I climbed trees, and we're going to winch down this treetop that I just cut. I'm going to winch it down the hill. Got like 3.5 feet of snow. Equipment froze up. So the groundie was taking the brush to the chipper, big old BC 1800. He got the winch line snagged on the brush. He was rolling through, and when it went through the chipper, you know, this drum, the winch line's running at like 124 miles an hour when it hits the drum.
Oh.
And, he was standing on a coil of it, went around his leg. It made such a clean cut. You know, like when he hit the ground, I didn't even see where the leg went. But when he hit the ground, I could see the skin, the fat, the muscle.
Holy smokes.
Down, bone, marrow, and then all the way back out. Used a belt for a tourniquet, my shirt for a plug while I argued with dispatch about this laceration, as they called it.
That's not a laceration. That was my thing.
Yeah. It was like, come on, it's not a laceration. Let's get somebody out of here.
How's your buddy doing since that?
He was skiing 6 months later.
Oh, really? Like he got a fake leg? He was good?
Perfect for prosthetics where it went off at.
Wow.
You know, just above the knee, about 3 or 4 inches.
Whoa.
He wasn't a great skier, but he was skiing.
Probably a better skier than me.
But at least
now he has a good excuse for not being a great skier.
Damn, Blaine. Right? That's a beating. You're okay with it? Didn't give you nightmares? If I saw something like that, man, I think I'd pass out.
So, like, I worked through it, and then, I finished that job. And, you know, the snow and that blood just kept coming to the surface of the snow.
Oh.
And, I was a gunshot around chipper. And later that night, we pretty much just partied. I got kicked out of the Bush Company twice that weekend. And just stayed pretty trashed. And, yeah, no, it was, like just thinking about it.
Yeah, I would be staying pretty trashed more than just a couple nights, man. Whoa.
Yeah, that would have been the moment where I clock out for the rest of the day. Like, yeah. Look, guys, I'm not coming back.
I mean, if
I need a personal day off.
Oh, man, that's a beating.
Like, if all of a sudden something happened in here and Danny's leg just went flying, I'm going home, guys.
Yeah, you are?
I'm not playing Beat Migs at 8:47.
You got the day off, you think, at that point?
Yeah.
All right. Danny's leg, huh? Okay.
It's interesting because you would think you see a lot of blood. You're going to get queasy. You're going to get freaked out. Cause especially me. I don't like horror movies. But this weekend, my mom and I bought a cow, like a whole cow, to freeze.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, where the hell are you going to put that?
It's like, what do you in your backyard? You guys have a cow? I don't.
Well, I mean, I think my mom wouldn't mind that, like, when she gets a new house.
Even still, though, you bought, like, a cow to eat?
Mm-hmm. A full cow. My mom, myself, and my roommate, we all went in on it.
Is it like a store? Like Cows R Us or something?
No, you go to farmers. My aunt has a farm, and she raises cattle, pigs, all this other stuff. And she gave us a really good deal. We got a black Angus steer, or not steer, but cow.
Wow.
For a really, really good price.
Well, hey, folks, don't get it.
Yeah, we don't get it. But meat is, I mean, look, people were having trouble for a while getting meat.
Right, and so that's kind
you
of
get
what,
the tongue and everything?
My mom ended up giving the tongue to a friend of ours who knows how to cook it. We got tripe and all that good stuff.
Oh,
but you can take as much or as little as you want of that kind of stuff.
Do you like tripe?
I don't. She does. Yeah. My mom does.
So you got the whole cow.
But what
it's not like a giant cow, like in a freezer bag. Like they chop it.
Well, here's the process. Like I didn't realize what goes into the process.
I don't know any of this.
We bought the cow from my aunt. She calls a guy over and he does the whole harvesting, if you will.
Wait. You got to be there while they're getting the cow ready to go in your freezer?
Yeah, I got to watch all that this weekend.
Do you point out what parts you want to keep and what parts you don't want?
Yeah, basically. He's like, hey, do you want this? Nope. Okay.
Does it look like a cow when he starts? Like, you know, it's a thing?
Oh, no. Yeah. It was literally, I saw the cow, you know, alive that morning.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I could see him alive that morning and then all of a sudden see them chop him up for me.
Do they have a name?
My aunt says it did, but she couldn't remember it because she forgot.
Yeah. Gosh, you know, you guys could at least show the cow some respect and remember its name.
The cow with no name.
I think Sarah's going to throw up in the other room.
Yeah.
Oh, she's terrified.
I don't blame her. Look, I couldn't watch that. I know I'll eat meat, but that might put me off for at least a day.
I thought it would too, but I was actually okay. I didn't finish. I didn't vomit.
You didn't see them kill the cow, did you?
Thanks, no, baby. Which actually wasn't as bad as I thought.
What do you mean wasn't bad as you didn't see it, though?
Well, like, I thought it was going to sound like, you know, Bambi's mom being killed.
You heard the cow being
killed.
It. Oh, damn, I wouldn't want to hear that.
But it sounded like a BB gun. I'm like, wait, was that it?
Oh, they did it that way?
It was so quiet that I didn't realize it happened.
Huh.
It was quick and, painless, I suppose.
Well, it wasn't painful for you, apparently, but the cow, we don't know.
But
and so harvesting means they just start peeling off the stuff and everything?
Harvesting just means slaughtered. I just was trying to be less
You
visual.
Saw all that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Oy, and I couldn't do it.
Yeah, they hook it up. They tan the, like not tan, but they, you know.
Oh, damn it. I know this
remove
is what we,
the hide.
I know we did that back in the olden times. I get that, but I still, I would
Someone says I buy one from 4-H every year. It's so much cheaper that way.
Oh, yeah. And you're getting really good quality. My aunt was showing us, like, here's what we feed them. Like, everything was organic.
Oh, plus, it's super fresh.
Yeah, I saw the contents of its stomach. I'm like, no, that's organic. There's no fillers there.
Hmm. Well, how about that?
And you saw that. Oh, damn. And look at Vicky. She's like, you know.
Yeah. I think I was just more or less just tired because we had to get there at like 6 in the morning.
Damn.
So when can we come over for burgers, Vicky?
I don't know.
All right, cool.
You know what? It's so funny. It's like here we are doing the show. We're in the city. And then here's Vicky out in the country going to the farm slaughtering cows.
Yeah.
Damn. But, you know, Taryn, our night person, has chickens running all over the
joint. Goats, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so funny. It's like we're so close to like not the city, even though we're in the city.
Right. I should be picking
up. I cleaned the toilets and vacuumed the house this weekend. I didn't do my nothing too crazy.
Oh, I forgot that. That probably was worse than what
No animals were harmed.
No. Yeah. And you have to see your own toilet bowl. That had to be horrific.
So instead of Sarah cowering in the other room.
Hey. I get it. Yeah. Man.
How about that?
Yeah, that's something.
All right, somebody just texted in saying, been about 25 years, but I walked in on a robbery while in progress. The guy ran right by me, and I just froze when I saw the gun from Lakewood Larry.
Oh yeah, damn, that would be me. I
think that every time I go into a gas station, I don't know why, but when I'm waiting in line to buy whatever I'm going to buy at the gas station,
convenience store.
Anytime anyone walks in, I assume they're about to rob the place, and I'm like, how am I going to handle this? Do I use the cookie that's in my hand to fling it at them? Like, what do you do?
Oh, yeah. You'll cower.
Oh, you think so?
You got to. What are you going to do? He's probably got a something, right?
He's got a something.
He's got a something on him.
Oh, this person said that one time was leaving Walmart, and there was a person yelling. They took the receipt that they had in their hand. They shoved it down their pants. They pulled it out, crumbled it, and tossed it at somebody while yelling, F Walmart. Huh. Best day ever.
Oh, see, it's always good when you can get that kind of entertainment. You know, because Walmart usually has some sort of restaurant you can go to. So you can grab some fries or whatever, get a piece of pizza, and then just wait.
The Walmart by me has a McDonald's. I don't think you get a pizza.
Well, do you grab fries then?
Yeah, you can get fries.
Yeah, grab some fries. Well, I know Target sometimes used to have pizza, but now they got the Starbucks. I don't know if anybody's got a pizza place in there.
Costco.
Well, of course Costco does. Yeah, I mean, no bad. I mean, yeah, that's...
Sorry, I didn't mean to insult your intelligence.
And they got that good ice cream or yogurt or whatever that is. Oh, it's so good. It's been a while.
When Kmart was open, they used to have I think it was a Little Caesars inside.
That's right. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, Kmart, whatever happened to you?
Somebody says, I once saw a mouse chasing my cat. It was weird.
That is weird. Do you fire the cat at that point? Do you go,
what a terrible cat.
You got one job. This is embarrassing.
Sit him down, have him watch Tom and Jerry and be like, yeah. Learn.
How does that happen? Or it was a big ass mouse. Seriously. We haven't seen this mouse. We don't know. Maybe the mouse was talking trash. Says, I got more mice. I got more mises. What are you going to do?
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.